he is a current head coach in the National Football League, as well as a former player. He is known for his incredible comebacks. He was hired as the offensive coordinator for the Philadelphia Eagles in 2016 and swiftly went on to win Super Bowl number 52 with the team after the 2017 regular season. He played college football for the University of Maryland during the fourth game of his senior season. He suffered an injury which dimmed his prospects of having a chance to play professional football. He said, "I separated my shoulder, and in many respects, I felt like this was it. My whole life was going down the tubes." He recalled in an interview with CBN, "It was through that injury that God rocked my world, and he really brought me to a place where I needed to fall on my knees before him and confess that football was first in my life. The injury wasn't so bad that I couldn't play again. The problem was the guy that took my place played so well that when I got healthy again, they didn't want to put me back in." He was able to recover from the injury, and later that season, in a game against the Miami Hurricanes, he came off the bench to play a key role in the high point of his team's season and really in his career. Down by a daunting 31-0, he led the team to a remarkable 42-40 victory. He was chosen by the Buffalo Bills in the third round of the 1985 NFL Draft, and during his career also played for the Carolina Panthers, the New York Jets, and the Detroit Lions. He and Buffalo Bills starter and great Jim Kelly formed one of the longest tenured backup and starter tandems, playing together for 9 seasons from 1986 to 1994. For a time, he had the distinction of having led his team to the biggest comeback victory ever in both the college and NFL ranks. Drafted by the Buffalo Bills in 1985, he started for the team in their 1992 wild card playoff game against the Houston Oilers in a bid for the Super Bowl. As the Oilers charged to a 35-3 lead, he looked to stop their stampede, one play at a time, engineering the greatest comeback ever in postseason history, although no team had ever won after being down by 32 points. He recalled his college comeback. "Buffalo captured the lead in the final minutes of the game and eventually won in overtime, 41-38. an NFL comeback record that still stands to this day. During the second quarter of Super Bowl 27, he entered the game after Bills starter Jim Kelly was forced to leave due to injury. Unfortunately, the Buffalo Bills lost 52-17, one of the most lopsided Super Bowls of all time. Following the loss, he went from the highest mountaintop to the deepest valley in 3 weeks' time. But in that painful journey, he still discovered victory. Not victory on the field, but victory over disappointment, discouragement, and devastation. He found that each person's hope and strength is in Christ, and through him we prevail in the most difficult of times. After he finished playing football, he attended seminary, and in 2006 he served as president of the Reformed Theological Seminary and pastor of Covenant Presbyterian Church, both located in Charlotte, North Carolina. However, God was not done using him in the field of football just yet. In 2018, he had a homecoming of sorts and was hired as head coach of the Indianapolis Colts. After having previously spent 6 years on the team's coaching staff from 2006 to 2011. In his first season there, he led the team to the playoffs for the first time since 2014 after finishing with a 10-6 record. For his leadership, he was awarded the AFC Coach of the Year title. In an interview with CBN, he shared this about his belief in God and his faith in Jesus Christ as his Savior after having formed a personal relationship with Jesus during his college years. God is the creator of the heavens and earth. God has created each one of us, and he has a plan for us to have an intimate relationship with him. When we submit our lives to that plan, that's when I believe he really sets us free for the first time. For those that sit and wonder what God's plan for their life is, I think it's clear that his plan is for salvation in Christ and in Christ alone. His name is Frank Reich. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the chief of sinners, Daniel White III, president of Gospel Light Society International, reminding you of what the Holy Bible says very clearly, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners like you and me. Just as Frank Reich trusts Jesus Christ as his Savior, may I encourage you to do the same. Here is how. Number one, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 7:20, "For there is not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not." Romans 3:23 reads, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." In fact, I am the chief of sinners, so Don't think that you're alone. Secondly, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." The Bible says in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Fourth, accept the fact that you cannot do anything to save yourself. The Bible states very clearly in Ephesians 2:8 and 9, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." Fifth, dear friend, accept the fact that God loves you more than you love yourself, and that he wants to save you from hell. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." With these truths in mind, please believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul, and he will save you. The Bible states in the book of Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Dear friend, if you're willing to trust Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, please pray with me this simple prayer and mean it from your heart. Heavenly Father, I realize that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I now believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life today and forever. Amen. Dear friend, if you believed in your heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You have done the most important thing in life, and he's done everything for you, for he paid it all. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, go to GospelLightSociety.com and read what to do after you enter through the door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture." Until next time, my beloved, please remember, believe by faith, share the faith, and keep the faith. God bless you.